gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He is a Reiki master teacher, an intuitive coach, and the owner of Transcendence Healing. I think I got that right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Jose Leon to the program. Jose, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous, and thank you for taking the time to have me on your show.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Jose Leon. As you mentioned, I'm based out of Vancouver here in Canada. And, I'm offering basically a holistic kind of wellness support for people that are coming in with their concerns. And as a Reiki teacher, I'm a Holy Fire Reiki teacher. I offer all Reiki classes, intuitive wisdom support, and as well practical tools to help them kind of, become more aware of their issues, to help them shift through that a little bit better. So the mandate basically for my company is just to kind of help lift that veil of clients, like their false perceptions of themselves that keeps them in this loop of procrastination, suffering, and inflammation in their life.
All righty. Now, what really got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down that road?
Well, as a child, I think a lot of people are doing this kind of energy, holistic, healing kind of work. I was always interested in helping people. Maybe some of that background came raised Catholic originally. So I was always wanting to be of service. And so it kind of led me into my life, into pursuing choices academically. I got into psychology, nursing, and massage therapy. And then I got, my Reiki master teacher certification. I was a registered massage therapist for about 18 years. And I've been doing the Reiki as a teacher for 13 years. And Christopher, like to say, it was a nice Disney, approach to getting to where I was in my calling. Like a lot of us, the way I found myself to Reiki, actually, is, I hit rock bottom. So total burnout as a massage therapist, and I was incorporating energy back then with my massages. Clients, and because of my own background baggage, so to speak, from my own issues, I kind of took on all the energies from the clients, and I was overgiving time-wise, all these kind of things, support, wisdom, without any boundaries or grounding energy or self-care. So, and then I was basically told by an emerging doctor, you can't do this career anymore, and that led me to, lucky for me, I found an amazing Reiki master teacher that kind of started my journey in self-healing. And it became a 3-year full-time where I cut out pretty much everything from TV, all my friends and family, and work half a third capacity. So pretty difficult process, but I realized in the absence of stress, you can heal anything, even things doctors told me could heal from physical and health issues. So that's kind of what led me here.
All righty. Now, what is the background that somebody would need, the training that somebody would need to get to where you are?
The great thing about the massage therapy here, every province or country, maybe it's different in the U.S., but that requires, it's usually about a 3-year program full-time. The Reiki module that I'm using now is, it's an amazing module in my opinion, and it's popular because it's actually, you don't need to be a healer, you don't need to be, connected or know anything, it just works. So, and that's why there's, it's in the hospitals, even in the in the U.S., it's overseas hospitals, a lot of the cancer wards offering that supplementary to nurses or to their patients, just because it works. You can do it over one day for level one, and that gets you started to the class. You ignite that energy in your body, as we all have the ability to also access this energy to support yourself and other people. So it's a great energy module that I find very useful for today's stressful, busy life,
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what do you think you see the most of? What seems to be most dominant?
Well, this is kind of funny because, when clients come in to see me, the way I'm wired, I'm sensitive to energy, so I can kind of read their energy and where their emotional, energetic blocks are contributing to what's their concerns. So when people sit in front of me, it's funny, they got the six-pack abs, they got gluten-free, organic food, especially out here in Vancouver, it's very health conscious. and they say they have a nice family, relatively, and they travel twice a year. So they got the diet and exercise, but no self-awareness about the emotional energetic perspective in their life, meaning that when I read through them, I feel their dense energy. I see they hate their job, they talk about their unhappy relationships, fear, judgments, anger, shame, the whole darn thing, like people-pleasing, and it gets stuck in their body because they're not able to release that. And that's why I think it's important to incorporate energy and self-awareness, as it's help move that energy. And if you move that energy, they won't feel like they're 12 years old, victim, or disempowered, or shame, but they'll be able to make a better choice from that grounded energy and clarity.
All righty. And where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
For myself, I think I'm interested in obviously expanding to bigger groups. I'm actually going to start looking into, as well as trying to get into, again, back in the hospital system here in Vancouver, to support kind of the patient care as well. I want to get more of an online presence, to do more like webinars and reach more people globally. Even though through my practice you can do long distance energy sending and through Skype or through phone to help others. Just interested in teaching more workshops as well, connect to psychic attack defense, grounding energy, just making people self-aware how this tool can help support and shift their lives, that they're not stuck and that they're not this kind of useless, broken thing that people project to them or they think they are from what they adopted from their past or childhood.
All righty. And how come I wouldn't reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, you can reach me. Probably the website's the easiest or the more practical way. So it's you can reach me at joseleon-reiki-rm.com. So that's joseleon-reiki-rm.com. And if you're really lazy and can't write all that down, just type in Jose Leon Reiki Vancouver or Canada, and that'll pop up my website, probably easier. Reach me at 604-839-3500. And like I said, we can do a consultation or do a long-distance session as well, or locally if you are in Canada or in Vancouver.
All righty. Well, Jose, it's been great having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks so much. And thank you for creating, I don't think people say it enough, for your program to kind of connect people who are needing support and people who have something really great to offer potentially for them. Thanks so much, Chris.
Oh, you're okay, absolutely welcome. You have a great day, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 90:10:4.
Order the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.